Hi everyone, welcome back to Sashay Away with Mary. I'm here with
Oh.
Roger. He's on this side of me on my screen, probably on this side on your screen. I don't know. I'm pointing everywhere.
Where
It's
am
never right. I do
I?
this and then I watch it and you're on a completely, or I'll be on top and you'll be on the bottom, or you'll be on top and I'll be on the bottom. You could be anywhere,
You know what? You know what? But we're versed that way.
That's the way the world works.
That's the way.
But Roger is here, and that can only mean one thing, and that is Snatch
The
Game. Okay, Roger.
Snatch Game. Do
We're
you
gonna give
know?
spoilers right away because I just have to get it out. What the hell happened to
Wait,
Artemone?
I okay, so you texted me and I didn't really respond back
I know.
because I actually didn't watch until this morning
That's fine.
because I had a date last night and
Yay! I'm having a
it
drink.
was the timing of it didn't work out.
Sure. All
But I
good.
watched it this morning. And so I'm actually glad we didn't text about it because right now, really, what I feel like is like live with Kelly and whoever the man is in the chair next to her this particular year before they come out. Like they don't talk about what they're
No.
going to talk about on air.
Exactly.
And I feel like this is one of those times where like I'm really glad that we didn't talk about it because everything is going to be so
Gonna be real and raw.
real and raw.
Exactly.
You know, no lube, no lube, and you're
Nope.
lucky if you're getting spit.
Nope, exactly.
Yeah.
Just like what's her name? JoJo's a ho said, she's going in dry.
And you know what? The true winner of Drag Race Down Under after this episode.
Definitely so. So, we have Snatch Game. We said goodbye to JoJo. I know you were a fan of JoJo.
I was aesthetically
A
from
fan of
Instagram,
a
I was
fan
a
of
fan.
I was say are you were you a fan of her drag or a fan of JoJo as a boy?
I was a fan of JoJo as a boy.
So cute.
So cute.
And I didn't think her drag was terrible.
No.
So we said goodbye to her. Farewell.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to share my screen because I got pictures for us to look at. Because
Okay.
we go right into it. There's no
There's no mini challenge.
There's
A max
nothing.
percent. Yeah, mini challenge. Yeah.
And we start out with the one and only Miss Kylie Minogue on our screen.
I mean, here's the thing. I get that it's COVID and they moved it, what, almost at the last minute to go to New Zealand
Yeah.
to film. So can you imagine like the first episode and now, like
Oh, shit. Sorry.
would Taika and Kylie have been in person had they been in Sydney filming? I mean, but still,
Unreal.
she is amazing.
I have said this to people. I've seen her twice in concert, and both of them are like the top two of my concerts that I've been to.
I've always wanted to see her live in concert. I have seen her live before. I braved a sweaty crowd at Vanishing New York Splash
Oh.
for her release. I don't, was it Aphrodite? It may have been Aphrodite.
That's one of the tours I saw.
Yeah, well, Aphrodite is also one of my favorite albums.
Yeah.
Nick. Ever.
I saw her both times at the Hammerstein Ballroom.
Yeah, I couldn't get tickets to that.
Super
But
small venue, super fantastic show.
yeah, but I just love her. I just
I
love her.
love,
And I feel
I
like
do too.
we need to start this recap with some positivity. So I'm really
We
glad that we're
sure
starting with
do.
Kylie.
Yeah, I was also sad that she wasn't there. And I knew that she probably wasn't going to be because of COVID. I get that. But why couldn't she like be live like we find out later with Dannii Minogue?
Yeah.
This was just like a pre-recorded message that she just did.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I bet you they didn't have that long period of time between switching locations
That's
that they
true.
had with UK when they shut down for 7 months.
That's very true. Okay, I will give them that.
Yeah. And then just like the long lead time between 12 and 13, season 12 and
Yeah.
13 in Drag Race Prime to, you know.
Yeah,
But
exactly.
still, I mean, look,
I
a
mean,
little bit
it's
of
Kylie Minogue. I
Kylie.
was happy to just to have her on my screen.
Yeah, yes.
I also thought it was a little weird that we didn't get a Kylie Minogue lip sync. since she was on this episode, but I'm sure they're saving that up for like the finale.
I mean,
I can only hope.
Yeah.
So then Rue comes in and does her little walk around. These are the only four that we get to see. I'm sure she talked to everyone. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the first one she picked Anita Wiglet. And she is doing Queen Elizabeth II.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think of this walk around?
You know, I think it's very interesting. So I'm watching it with someone who has never watched Drag Race before.
Okay.
So, you know, while this is happening and it was done and I realized, oh, they only spoke to four. And I went, look, this, I watched this so a long time, so I know how the edit works. These are the four we need to pay attention to.
Yeah.
And so, and out of nine people, four out of nine is...
It's just about half.
It's just about half. And so
yeah.
I was very intrigued by the four that they picked.
Yeah, I will say I was worried with Snatch Game being nine people, because that's a lot of queens. They've done it before, but I was worried we weren't going to get a lot of Snatch Game content. But I think we did.
No, but so this and was, no, UK 2, and I think season 13. These were all very long Snatch Games.
They were.
Like the most recent, I think we're probably going to see Snatch Game episodes moving forward just completely nixing the mini challenge and going straight into it. Because if you look at past Snatch Game past, you're looking at what, like a 7-minute video versus this was almost 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a long Snatch Game and I appreciated that.
Yeah. Because it gives you more. And especially if you have nine queens, it gives you a good sense of who's doing what.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about these as a whole. So we know that we're watching these four, obviously, because these are the ones they're showing us. So Anita Wiglet, you know, spoiler alert, everyone, Anita Wiglet wins. She wins Snatch Game. Then we have Coco Jumbo, et cetera, and Art Simone.
Yeah.
So after we've already watched the episode, we know that what happens. So we know Coco and Art are our lip syncers.
Yeah.
I did not expect Art to lip sync. I'm going to say that right now.
No one did.
Why is et cetera in here?
Well, because et cetera was doing the controversial character.
Okay. Was it just because she was doing the dingo ate my baby?
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
Because, I mean, and I was going
Well, I mean, if you look at it, if you look at what they did, I mean, it's Anita, et cetera, and Ketamine were the top three.
Yeah.
According to them. So.
And what's the, I was going to look this up before, but what's the movie that was made out of this story?
The Dingo Baby?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, A Cry in the Dark.
A Cry in the Dark.
Yeah, because Meryl Streep. Meryl Streep was in it, played...
the Australian woman.
Yeah, played Lindy Chamberlain. And for a while afterwards, you know, people would come up and say, "A Dingo Ate My Baby" to Meryl Streep, or they'd ask her to say it. And I saw an interview with her, or I read an interview where she said that after a while, she told people, "No, I'm not going to do that anymore because this woman lost her child."
Yeah. Yeah, it's a crazy, crazy story. And just insane. Insane.
Yeah. In 1980.
Yes. We have our contestants, which are Reese and Michelle, I'm assuming because of COVID restrictions, no one was allowed in.
Yeah.
What do you think of our new judge, Reese?
So I liked this specifically because it gives us more time with Reese. And I like Reese.
I do too. Have you watched this Netflix comedy show?
So I have not. All I know of Reese is two episodes and a cursory glance at his Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't watched it either, but it's in my list now to watch. Because I do enjoy him.
Yeah, he's the Australian Archie Andrews.
Who?
Archie Comics.
Oh, okay. I was like, I don't know who that is you're talking about.
Sorry, the kids know it as Riverdale.
But I get it now. Yes, you're correct.
Yeah. the gay Michelle Australian Visage. Archie Andrews.
Michelle Visage is there. Great.
Yeah, she's great. I mean, she's at this point, she's really, honestly, at this point, it is RuPaul and Michelle Visage's Drag Race.
It is. I do also appreciate that they get to see the queens a little more by doing this as well.
Exactly.
Because all they get is the runway normally.
Mm-hmm. And do they watch
it? And maybe a challenge every now and then.
Do they watch? They watch the full. Like, do you know how they do this? Do the judges watch it? Like,
I think they watch. Like, if it's an acting challenge, I think they watch like the rehearsals, mm-hmm. just to see how the queens are doing. I could be completely wrong, but I'm assuming they watch it. But the judges
must watch Snatch Game while it's happening.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that they watch, like, in the workroom stuff.
Right, right.
I mean, why would they?
Yeah.
But these are our contestants, and these are our panel.
Do you remember that in the before times, and when I say in the before times, I mean before we saw the Snatch Game? Where I texted you the picture they released of the panel and how excited I was. I was like, Dolly Parton.
These are some great choices.
Rizzo. I mean, that entire top row.
Yeah, great choices for Snatch Game.
Great choices. Catherine O'Hara. I didn't even know who that Magda person was until I was like, oh, it's the woman from Babe.
Yes, exactly.
And then, I was like, Dingley, my baby. Oh, and then Dr. Stu. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're all great choices for Snatch Game.
But I mean, on an international version where, and this is taking UK into, you know, consideration, sure. as well. And they're also an English language show.
Yeah.
But like on an international version to really have just one Snatch Game character where I'm kind of like, who?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, okay, great. That is an Australian actress celebrity.
Exactly.
To that. So, but I know who, I know the movie. I know, so, you know.
Yeah.
So I was very surprised that they went with a really American characters. I mean, the queen is.
Right. The queen is there. And Bindi is Australian, obviously, but everyone in America knows who that is.
But you know, but Bindi, I mean, Steve Irwin was big here. Bindi is big here in a certain amount, in a certain something. But also, Bindi was on Dancing with the Stars and was great on Dancing
with the
Stars.
Oh, was she?
Oh, yeah. And let me just very quickly on my Google machine, let me see if she actually won. Because she...
Did she get bit in the face by something? I couldn't figure out what was on her face.
I do not know.
Okay.
Bindi Irwin won... One season 21 of Dancing with the Stars, with Derek Hough.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Which also, if I were doing Bindi Irwin, that is the Bindi Irwin that I would have.
Yeah. You know, you make mention of that.
I would have brought the mirror ball as well.
Yeah.
Like, you know, here's something else you don't know about me. I'm a kick ass dancer. Okay. But we'll go with it.
Yeah. This had great, great potential. Let's start with Miss Dolly Parton, a.k.a. Karen from Finance.
Mm-hmm.
I did not like it. Well, I will say, they didn't show very much of her.
What was there to show?
And that's why I think it was bad. It's like, they don't want to show it being too terrible.
Well,
but what they did show wasn't good.
She mentioned Dollywood.
Yeah.
But, I mean, look, Dolly Parton has lines at... At no point did she think, and maybe she did and they edited it out, but I feel like if she did say it, they would have put this in. But I mean, where is Dolly's iconic? It takes a lot of work to look this trashy.
Exactly.
I may be paraphrasing it, but that's her thing.
It's this cheap, but yes, you're correct.
And look this cheap, yes. It takes a lot of money to
look
this cheap.
Or, you know, the bigger the hair, the closer to God.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Girl, give us something.
Something. And even like Michelle said, the giggle, the like,
yeah.
Like, I mean, I didn't do it, but yeah. Like, you know, we know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, like no reference to any of her
music,
her movies. I mean, the bitch came out When I say bitch, I mean that as a term of endearment.
Absolutely.
But like, the bitch came out in the premiere episode dressed as Jane Fonda from 9 to 5.
Exactly.
Literally, there is an entire movie that she could have reversed that even yes. Rue gave. I was very, and coming from Karen from Finance, who is the most recognizable of all the queens, at least to American audience.
Right.
It was just a big fail.
It was. It was very disappointing because I, going into it, I thought she was going to win.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Moving on to the Bindi Irwin with the face shit.
Okay. So my thought as I was watching this, I was like, wait, is Morgan McMichael back?
Totally. I literally said that to Krishna. I was like, she looks just like Morgan McMichaels.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there was no, look, if the entire bit was the fact that we're not even going to make an attempt at Bindi's voice, we're just going to do a man voice.
Right.
Okay. I don't get it, but sure. But yeah. Like,
you don't have to sound like them. You can, I mean, any weird attempt is something, I yeah. think. But you don't have to sound like them. You don't even have to look like them, but you have to be funny. And when she started talking, it just rambled on to nothing.
Yeah.
And there was no joke in there whatsoever.
Right. And see, the thing about Bindi Irwin is Bindi Irwin is this absolute ray of sunshine.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes a little too much. Mm-hmm. But, you know, but that's what she is.
Right.
It is a very, like, she's a very lovable figure. And there was none of that. There was,
yeah, and I mean, I don't know anything about Bindi Irwin. So if you have at least that, then you multiply it by 10.
Yeah, yeah, and you
kind of
you
like know, Lemon doing JoJo Siwa.
Yeah, and you know, she is. I mean, to do this hard scrap like this hard version of Bindi Irwin.
Yeah,
you know, I thought like I would have gone the complete other way and made her so absolutely like bonkers in love with the world. Yeah. And nature, and you know, and her dad is this mentor to her.
Yeah.
And then again, Dancing with the Stars, there are these things that you've right. done with it. Mm-hmm. And you know, Art was one of those four that were featured earlier in the episode talking to Rue.
Right.
And she was on fire. I mean,
he was, and the other queens mentioned it. They're like, Rue laughed the most with Art.
Yeah, and that volley that you need for that, it wasn't there.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a big fail for Art.
Yeah.
As this, in this case.
Yeah.
Next, we have Coco Jumbo as Lizzo.
So, this is the one that hurt me the most. Because I absolutely love Lizzo.
And Lizzo is a personality.
Lizzo is a personality. I don't know that Lizzo has ever dressed like Sailor Moon before. I could be wrong.
Me either.
I could be wrong. But like, Lizzo is this bubbly, larger than life personality.
Super. That's the exact word I think of when I think of Lizzo as larger than life.
Yeah. Like, she is, hey girl.
Yeah.
She is like, what? Like, she is, and then also, come on, she does her TikToks and her Instagram stories, like, bye, bitch, and then, like,
right.
laughs, and then, and her songs, like,
yeah, there was,
and I will not forgive Coco Jumbo for that blank answer where she put DNA,
oh,
because she is, like, she does not go for the joke, which is, I'm 100% that bitch.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's the joke. I mean, she got the juice in there, which I thought was actually really funny.
Right, right.
It just didn't, it wasn't delivered properly, I think.
Yeah.
Because that,
yeah.
Or they just edited it so it looked like no one got the joke.
Yeah. I mean, she just didn't go for it. I mean, if you're going to do Lizzo.
Yeah.
Lizzo and Nicole Byer are two of those, like, they need to, like, drag queen need to do them on Snatch Game because you just go, like, they are
yeah.
balls.
Yeah, it
to
has
wall.
To be 1,000%.
And this was not, yeah.
Yeah, I felt bad for her.
Yeah.
Although I will say, I didn't think she was the worst.
No. Mm, no, I thought Art Simone was the worst.
Art Simone is by far the worst. Then we have Nita Wigglet. We've already said that she was the winner of this challenge as Queen Elizabeth II. It was genius, and they just kept going to her because everything she said was funny.
Yeah. I mean, so, listen.
Does she look like the queen? Absolutely not.
No, but the thing is, it's like sometimes you don't necessarily need, you have no essence of the person.
Even the way she's dressed, you know who that is.
I mean, exactly.
She looks like a man dressed as the queen.
Yeah, and I will, the line that made me laugh out loud the most at this snatch game was, when Megan called me the other day, Lizzie, and said, Lizzie, what should I do? You know? And then she goes, don't piss me off and wear a seatbelt. And
yes.
It was so wrong. So wrong, but so funny.
I mean, as was the birthday joke.
Yeah.
The 16-year-old gets a text from Prince.
Yes. And that was in the walkthrough.
Yeah. So funny. Yeah, everything she did was correct.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's really the only one that commented on everything else that was going on.
Yeah.
You know, not much, but she did. So when
Dolly Parton tried to, and it wasn't funny.
Yeah. But when et cetera brought out the dingo, and she was like, I wish a dingo ate my baby, then I wouldn't have to deal with Prince Andrew. Exactly. And I went, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good. So good. Bravo to you. Next we have Scarlett Adams as Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah, the voice was there.
The voice was fine.
The voice was there. The and jokes
again,
from the
she wasn't
were there.
She wasn't terrible.
No. No. Look, again, it was and she was safe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a very safe performance.
She wasn't one of the two that went back safe first. She was in the bottom five.
Oh, but she was the first one that was saved.
Yes, she was the first one they saved.
Yeah. I mean, in an American version of Snatch Game, she probably would have been like one of the safe queens picked and, you know, sent backstage without a critique.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I thought she was fine. I don't love what she's wearing. I don't think, she doesn't look like Jennifer Coolidge, but who cares? You know it from the voice and what she said.
And the inflection, like, it's, you know, it was serviceable.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't
It was a serviceable snatch.
Yes. What about Electroshock as Moira Rose, a.k.a. Catherine O'Hara?
Electroshock makes a really cute boy.
Electroshock is so cute as a boy. And I did not expect that to be under there.
No. At first, I was like, oh, okay. And then when she started leaning into the Schitt's Creek Catherine O'Hara, I was like, oh, okay, because fine.
I mean, she really won me over when she started screaming Kevin from Home Alone. That's when I was like, okay, you're fine.
Yeah, exactly. And so, I mean, it was fine. You could tell that at first everyone's like, okay. But once she did the crosses out douche and puts home or house down, and then starts really lean into the Moira Rose of it all, I was like, okay.
Yeah, I think everyone just doesn't like her because I think they think she's the weakest of the drag queens, but I think she's proving herself just fine.
Yeah. And you know what? And she, you can say that, like, once she found whatever groove she had, you know, she did go for it.
Yeah.
Which you can't say for some of the others.
No, not at all. Next, we have Maxie Shield, whose name is probably my favorite of the season because I think it's hysterical, as Magda Zubensky.
I really wish I knew more about Magda because what they were saying was it was spot on.
Yeah.
It was spot on, but you weren't.
But it didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, but you weren't going back and forth with people. You weren't, you know, you weren't pushing it to that kind of thing.
Yeah, and maybe that's, I mean, I'm assuming she's doing one of her characters. I don't know. I know that she's one of the girls from Kath and Kim. That's all I know.
Ah, okay.
And the babe woman, obviously. Yeah. So I'm assuming she's one of the Kath and Kim people. I don't know that show, but I guess she's just being too much of that. In her own world.
I honestly
thought it was, she was going to be in the bottom two.
Okay.
Based on this and her runway.
Yeah.
Whatever. Next we have the dingo and her baby, and that is et cetera, as Lindy Chamberlain.
Yeah. Again, this was, you know, they featured this one as one of the first four because, again, this was the controversial character.
Yeah. And I thought she did fine. One of the better ones.
For what it was in comparison to the others, you know, it was a daring choice, a risk that paid off because et cetera was one of the safe ones.
Yeah. After she did the first joke, I was like, okay, now where is this going to go? Mm-hmm. Can it go anywhere else? And then she brought out that little tiny puppet and I thought it was hysterical.
I saw
the puppet coming, but I was like, it's still funny.
Yeah, but I also like that it was like, the dingo ate my card.
Oh, that was genius.
Have you seen it?
It was genius. Yeah.
And just the acknowledgement of RuPaul going, God, we're all going to hell. I'm like, yes, exactly. We all are.
Everyone is going to hell.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Lastly, we have Ketamine as Dr. Seuss.
So explaining to someone who had never seen Drag Race before, mm-hmm. explaining to them that, well, when the Snatch game first started, it was supposed to be all female characters because Snatch, vagina, you know.
Means your vagina.
Yeah, drag queens, your first name women. So trying to give him very quick history of who played men while all this is happening.
Right.
I'm like, Dr. Seuss. Okay, bold choice.
Very bold choice. And when he first talked to Rue, I was like, oh no, it's not going to work. And then it was very enjoyable.
Sorry,
I didn't mind it.
I mean, I didn't mind it at all, but I would never in a million years choose someone where I would have to rhyme on the spot.
Everything. Yeah. I agree.
And the vulva rhyme was amazing.
Gene, that's what, when he did that one, I was like, oh, you're fine. You are not going anywhere because you just said vulva.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this right now. Ketamine is one of my favorite queens on the show.
Really?
Yeah. So I am glad that she did not completely fail in Snatch Game.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think I have a favorite.
Okay.
I think I'm just intrigued by the scrappiness of it all.
Yeah.
You know what, UK is scrappy. This is not scrappy. This is, I don't know. There's something a little, maybe it's a little too early, but I think ultimately it seems like a lackluster bunch.
Okay. Yeah, I'm waiting to see. Obviously their strength in Australia is camp.
Uh-huh.
And I love camp drag, so I am I am all in. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I understand no one is shining as a star.
Yeah, yeah.
To me yet.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone thought Art Simone was going to win the season.
I mean, at this point, my fantasy league is fucked.
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of people are, and a lot of people are going to be very surprised.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. All right. So who was your favorite Snatch Game? Is there even a question?
It was Anita Wiglet.
Anita Wiglet. Yeah. I mean, she clearly won that and was by far the funniest person up there.
Yeah.
What do we think of RuPaul's dress?
I liked it.
Oh, I hated it.
Really? I mean, I hate that picture of it.
Well, this is what the dress looked like. I don't like it. I just think it's ill-fitting on her. That was my issue with it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. On the runway, I thought it looked good, but I mean, I was also kind of like still a little in shock because this was after post-snatch game workroom talk.
Yes.
Where they were like, it was the strongest snatch game probably ever.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
And I was like, honey.
I was like, what did I watch?
And I think, was it Scarlett Adams who said it? And I was just like,
yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
wait,
I don't know what. And they obviously, the editors purposely left that in because they knew it was going to happen.
So when it actually happened, when it actually ended, my response, my audible response to Tim, who I was watching it with, I was like, well, that was a valiant attempt.
Yeah.
At the snatch game.
They tried.
They tried. And so when they're like, oh, and they're trying to size up, well, who needs to worry? Who needs to worry? I'm like,
right.
So maybe I was still bowled over by that fact that seeing RuPaul walk down the runway, I was like, oh, look, RuPaul.
Oh, okay. She's in a cute little dress.
Cute dress, something shiny.
Yeah. I also didn't like her makeup this week, but that you can't really tell that from this picture.
Listen, she just got it back.
She did. I wonder, I mean, I'm assuming that Raven just didn't get there in time.
No.
And I'm wondering if she still wasn't there this week and someone else did her makeup because it looked different to me.
Yeah.
So we'll see on week 3 if it changes again.
We'll see.
But yeah, I'm not a fan of this dress. That's okay. Our theme was seasickening. And so we have Art Simone coming out. I don't know what she is. Seaweed, sea witch, whatever. But
like a sea anemone.
A sea anemone. There you go. This is gorgeous to me.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. This is what I thought was going to save her from the bottom two.
Wow.
Honestly. Because I do think she was the worst at Snatch Game, but I think she was the best dressed on the runway.
Yes. I would agree.
This wig alone is worth saving.
Oh, it was a great, and you know what? This color is not easy.
No.
And it, you know, she made it work.
Yeah, she really, really made it work. I love this look. I love it, love it.
I mean,
love
she
it.
Looks like a, she looks like a, is there a such thing as a sea lizard? Or she just looks like a sea creature.
Yeah, some kind of creature. Yeah.
Yeah, because she's got the webbed hands.
Oh, yeah. That way I thought was super cool. She did the blackout on her teeth to make them look triangular.
Yep.
Yeah, loved it, loved it, loved it. Next, we had Ketamine, and she said this was Ursula. I don't see that. I see jellyfish.
I see the snow miser. What is that?
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
The Heatmeister and the Snowmeister. Is he Snowmeister?
The heat, hold on.
It's Heatmeister for sure.
Heatmeister, and let me pull up on the Google.
I don't know, he's Mr. Cool.
The Heatmeister and Snowmeister.
Oh, it is Snowmeister, okay.
Yeah.
I love her headpiece and the wig thing. The dress is interesting. I don't think it's Ursula the Sea Witch, like I said.
No.
But I do like it.
Yeah, it's very much like Elsa had a very bad day.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
Next. Or divine as Elsa from
Frozen. Oh, that's totally right. Let's go back to that and look, because her makeup is totally divine.
Divine as Elsa from Frozen.
From Frozen, yes. That she was cast in the Broadway production.
Yeah.
Next is Et Cetera, Et Cetera as a deep sea diver.
I liked this. I felt like I wanted to take it. I felt like I wanted to go to the pet store, get an aquarium with the fish and the water and all of the little like bright little rocks. And then I wanted to grab Et Cetera, Et Cetera and just put her in.
Put her in it.
Put her in it. That's what it looked like. I was like, oh, it's like a little thing from the aquarium.
Yeah. I expected the jumpsuit to come off and be a reveal to something.
Yeah, but that's because we're conditioned to reveal it at this point.
But I did look at her Instagram and she does have a picture of a bodysuit underneath it.
Ah.
So I don't know, maybe she did that and she was going to do that for the lip sync if she had the lip sync.
Yeah.
But I'm not mad at this either. I just think it was a weird choice, but I also think it was an interesting choice.
I was an out of the box choice.
Yeah.
But so I mean,
I appreciate that.
It is the assignment.
I will say it is ugly, ugly color. I do not like mustard yellow.
Mustard. Bring back mustard.
That's fine. It's not for me. Next is Coco Jumbo. I don't know what this is, but I think
this is Bussin' Truck Ursula.
I know they called her Ursula, and someone, I think Michelle said Ursula's purple. Ursula doesn't have to be purple.
No.
Just because Disney isn't the made dress, and actually she was black.
Isn't the dress purple?
Her dress is black, I think.
Oh, her dress is black.
But Ursula is black in the movie. Her tentacles are black.
Her tentacles are black, yeah.
I don't care.
The hair is great.
This wig is gorgeous. And her face is beautiful.
Yeah.
The outfit, who cares?
Yeah.
It's simple. It does kind of look like an oil slick almost. So she could have played that up.
I mean, I don't think it would have helped her, but sure.
No. Yes, this to me, this is not enough to save you from the bottom two.
No.
but I do love Coco.
I think I am starting to.
Yeah, I think her personality is just so big and so effervescent that
you
can't help but love her.
Yeah.
Next, we have Maxie Shield, and I didn't get this until she said she was doing Mother of Pearl. I still don't think it's great.
There's a lot of things happening around the neck.
Yes.
Also, is Maxie Shield that short?
I'm sorry?
Is Maxie Shield that short?
She really is. Yeah, if you see them in a lineup, she's like a foot shorter than everyone else. She is a short, squat lady.
Yeah, this says very Mother of the Bride to me as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't love the wig.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not much I'd like about it. I can't say anything more than that.
I mean, it didn't wow.
It did not wow me. This is what I thought would actually put her in the bottom two.
Yeah. As
with her snatch game. I was like, eh. No.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It just doesn't do anything for me.
No, not at all.
Speaking of not doing anything for me, Scarlett. No, not Scarlett. It is Electra.
I just feel really bad because I want Electra to be that underdog.
I do too.
And honestly, it's not like Electra has done anything bad. I feel like people.
Well, she did her entrance look.
Oh wow!
It was bad. Sure.
But like, you know, I don't know.
She had nowhere to go but up from that entrance look.
Yeah, this. If Maxie Shield was Mother of the Bride, this was very much like host sister of the bride.
Yeah, yeah. I actually love the color of her hair.
Yeah,
I think that soft green is lovely. The dress is just it. I don't understand how this is C.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, if the dress was like more netting, I would understand a little more, but it's not, I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah, and listen, blame Keita and Anita. They just don't pay the girl enough.
They clearly don't. They clearly don't pay her anything.
Yeah, yeah.
In my opinion, the winner of the runway was Karen from Finance in this shark sequins jumpsuit. I want one in every color.
I'm going to be honest. Yes. Okay. You know how sometimes you can see an attractive guy?
Yeah.
And you can an attractive person. And you can recognize that they are an attractive person.
Sure.
Like, you can see it and it just still doesn't do anything for you. That's what this outfit is. I can see that it's a great outfit.
Yeah.
I can see the execution of it. I can see it. And I'm like, I can see that I'm supposed to be wowed by it.
Yeah.
Just not wowed by it.
Yeah, to me, it's not a wow factor. To me, it's the camp factor. And
yeah, maybe that's what it is.
That it's drag. It's crazy, kooky drag. Because mm-hmm. no woman is going to wear this. Let's be honest.
Right.
And so, yeah, it makes me smile. And that's what I like about it. And I love that the hood folds down and it just makes like a little capelet over her shoulders. So I just think it's smart drag. I said it's my favorite look. Art Simone had obviously the best look. To me, this is the one I would want to wear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then finally, we have Scarlett Adams giving us Coral.
Yeah.
She's a Coral showgirl.
I loved this heat miser look.
There you go. yeah, I think it's beautiful.
I thought this was beautiful. Very Vegas showgirl.
Very Vegas showgirl. You know, she's also in the Little Mermaid musical, but she is just a set piece.
Yeah, but also like, there's a lot of color happening here, and it's working well.
Yes.
Like it all comes together really well.
Usually I hate those one leg things, but it actually works for this because that is what you would expect Coral to do.
Yeah. And you know what? On a show called Drag Race Down Under, this is what I would want to see when someone says they're representing the Great Barrier Reef.
Totally. Yeah, it's beautiful, it's drag, and it has a little message that she wanted to put out there.
Yeah.
So I approve.
Yep.
Obviously our winner was Anita Wiglet. We didn't look at her picture. Sorry, Anita, she won. I didn't like her outfit.
I thought it was okay.
I thought it was okay. I mean, we've seen the Windswept now. This is our third season of it. We had it on Holland and we had it on UK2. And I think those were just done better because she did the Windswept hair, but nothing else on her outfit was Windswept.
Right.
And that was my issue with it. It was not that it was bad. I was like, you're not doing the whole wind fantasy.
Yeah.
but she she was supposed to be a siren.
Yeah. Glad she won. I mean, far and away, the winner of Snatch Game.
Yes, clearly. And that's, I mean, when RuPaul just pulled her forward and said, "You are the winner of Snatch Game," I was like, yeah, you don't have to even put anyone else up there.
So it was at that point that I understood your text when you were like, drama.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
Oh, now we're getting into it.
Yeah.
But then she calls Ketamine and et cetera forward, and they are our other safe queens. And everyone else is up for elimination.
Yeah, I mean, now that you're looking at Ketamine, don't you just see Divine doing
that? That is totally Divine from the face, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I approve of that because Divine is by far and away my favorite drag queen.
Yeah, and also et cetera is giving you Joan Rivers right now.
She does look like Joan Rivers.
Also,
her lips are too painted too big.
Yeah. Also, I almost said, why haven't we seen a Joan Rivers on Snatch Game? And then I remember Jimbo. And now I want to relive Jimbo as Joan Rivers on Snatch Game, which, wait, you didn't like.
I loved it. Are you kidding?
David Hubby. I think it was
David Hubby did not.
And I went, you don't really know Joan Rivers, do you?
Yeah, that's exactly it. It was so amazing.
Yeah.
My friend Ryan gave me a cameo of Jimbo for Christmas.
Oh, really?
And I treasure it. It is the most amazing thing ever. And I will send it to you.
Okay.
It is so good. So then we get to see, they all go backstage and we get Dani Minogue and she is actually doing the Zoom call with them. Oh, wow. I didn't realize she's like on an Apple monitor. Product placement right there.
I want this outfit.
It's so cute.
I want this dress.
Yeah.
I don't want to wear it. I just want to hang it as like a piece of art.
Yeah.
And just walk and just.
Yes. What did you think of Miss Dani Minogue? She got to answer questions from them.
I didn't really ask her
anything important.
It's like, you know, what a time to have a guest star speak to you. When six people are up for elimination.
My favorite thing was she's like, who's in and who's out? And they're like, I don't know, this is not the time to ask that.
Yeah. Yeah. But also when they come in and they're like, we completely misread that, we're all up for elimination.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Everyone's up for elimination.
I honestly, the fact that Dani Minogue was on didn't really register for me because I wanted to see how the six of them were reacting when they were like,
yeah,
this is crazy.
Yeah. I wish we could have gotten more of an Untucked without a guest.
Because it could have been really good. But also, if you have the majority of the cast on headphones practicing a lip sync, you don't really have much to show.
That's true. That's true. I felt bad for Anita because she didn't really get to even enjoy her win with any of them.
Yeah. Yeah. I will have to say, I really enjoy when Drag Race does this Untucked part mixed in. Yeah, I'm over US Untucked.
US Untucked is too long, and it is Candy Muse ruined it for everyone.
Candy Muse ruined it for everyone.
I'm going to say that right now.
Yeah.
We have our bottom two, and that is Art Simone and Coco Jumbo.
And this goes to show you how...
Oh my God, her dress does look purple here.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was wrong.
Yeah. I mean, this goes to show you how, like, everyone was like, going to be Art and Coco. Like they were all confident to be Art and JoJo, but that was also their way of saying, I'm sorry, Art and Coco. And it was just their way of saying, well, Coco's going home.
Yeah, I was so confused by this. I thought it was going to be Coco and Maxi because I didn't think they would put Art in the bottom two. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, they're just going to dump Maxi because they're not going to get rid of Coco because she is the last queen of color.
Uh-huh.
And you can't get rid of like two queens of color the first two episodes.
Right.
That is bad optics. And then it was Art, and I was like, oh my God, maybe they are getting rid of Coco.
Yeah.
But then we get our lip sync song, which is I'm That Bitch from RuPaul Charles.
Which again, watching this with someone who does not see this. And yesterday I actually happened to show him the clip of Jimmy Fallon and RuPaul.
Okay.
So when this came on, he's like, oh, I understand this song. I'm like, yes.
What did you think of this as a song choice? Again, I thought it was going to be Kylie Minogue, honestly.
Yeah, I feel like this and even a couple of things in UK and season 13, I was like, are we running out of lip sync songs?
Yeah. Or are we just running out of money to pay for them? Or are we just trying to give RuPaul more money?
Well, but also, like, I mean, people are wise now at this point. Like,
that's true.
Oh, you want my song to lip sync to? Well, here's what, exactly. You're on VH1 now. You got that.
You have the money.
Viacom money.
Yeah. Agreed. They paid too much for Britney Spears on season 13. So now they're just doing RuPaul songs.
Yeah. And honestly, I just, for what was going to end up being a dramatic cut,
yes.
I just didn't think it was the right song.
No, not at all. That being said, I thought Coco was fantastic.
Yeah.
She clearly won this lip sync.
Yep.
There was no doubt about it. And my mouth was wide open because I did not expect that to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say, but she won this lip sync. And she did this day. Like, I mean, look at that face. She's like, oh, bitch. she thought she was going home.
When she won, but there's this look of kind of like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
That means we are saying goodbye to Art Simone, which
Tell me you have pictures.
Oh, girl, yes.
of the girls in the back.
Oh, I don't. But they were all... They are probably thinking, oh my God, I could win this now. That is what I think went through their heads.
Yeah, but also but that entire kind of... they were all, one, caught by surprise. And then when she's like, when RuPaul is like, can I get an amen in here? The only one that said it with any enthusiasm was Coco Jumbo.
Coco amen. Jumbo.
Yes. Everyone else was like, amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is the biggest shot. I mean, Art Simone was my pick to win. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, mine too.
Kind of like Joe Black was my pick to win UK.
Yep. But you know what? This is very good editing on the show's part.
Yes.
For an audience that doesn't know these queens the way we know some of the US queens, to be able to show that reaction to this particular queen, who for some of us, all we know is from Meet the Queens and from last episode of this episode, to show that magnitude, that reaction on the other competitors' faces.
Yeah.
Really kind of really shows an audience that is not familiar with these queens that this was a big deal.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I was a little suspect when I found out she was cast on the show.
Okay.
Because she does have a World of Wonder show already.
Oh, she does?
Yes.
Wow.
It's called Highway to Heels. It's been out for probably 6 to 8 months.
Okay.
It's on the World of Wonder app. I have not watched it, but I'm going to now because I'm intrigued to see what it is.
Yeah.
But it was weird to me that they would cast her and then she would already have a show.
Uh-huh.
They probably did the show after this film. When did this film? I don't even remember. Last summer?
New Zealand hasn't been COVID-free for that long, has it?
Well, I know that they went from New Zealand directly to UK to film UK 3.
Okay.
And that was probably in January. No, so I think her World of Wonder show came out before Drag Race filmed.
Okay.
I think, yeah. I don't know. It was weird to me. She writes her mirror message, and all we really see is this red room that she wrote on it, which is funny.
Red what?
Red room.
Oh.
It's murder backwards from The Shining.
Oh, I should probably watch that.
I'm sorry?
I should probably watch that.
Yeah. and we get this little one-on-one where the producer says, but you were here. That means nothing was literally her response, and I was like, oh shit, girl.
Do you think that they're gonna come back?
She's coming back, honestly.
Do you think we'll get another queen a returning queen?
I think if there is a returning queen, it's going to be her. And I think they could play it to where they've never had it before where a returning queen comes back and makes it to the finale.
Huh.
So it could be a little twist on that. Who knows? She may be gone forever. Who knows? But I think she's probably coming back.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I'm excited.
Next week, we are getting a song challenge. I don't know if that means they're going to write their own verses and be sing and dance to it, but it's called Queens Down Under. I don't know if this is a new RuPaul song that we're going to have to suffer through. but that's what the challenge is. But I want to talk about this mini challenge. What do you think this is?
I mean, is Pamela Anderson Australian?
That's what I was like, are we doing a Baywatch thing? I know that we just got some images of the Tommy and Pamela miniseries thing that's going to happen.
Yeah.
With your lover.
One of them.
Okay.
One of them. Don't think I didn't like share that with David Hubby right as I saw it.
I mean, my gut says it's Baywatch. I don't know that Pamela Anderson is Australian.
Yeah.
It confused me. But maybe one of the other people on there is.
Don't you love that, like, we see a red swimsuit and we automatically
immediately what we go to?
Baywatch.
Yeah.
But, you know, that could be just us. Who knows what the kids see?
Exactly. I mean, maybe it's something completely different in Australia or New Zealand. I don't know.
Yeah.
I see some hairy bushes sticking out here.
Oh, yeah.
that is always classy. So I don't know what to expect from this mini challenge. But I'm saying Baywatch because that's all I know about a red bathing suit.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, I'm going to stop sharing my screen. Any last thoughts on this episode, craziness, speculations?
I was shocked. I mean, it is not to the level of unprofessionalism of season 4.
Correct.
But it's down there.
It was not good.
The
Snatch Game was not good.
Not good. And, you know, we can always armchair Snatch Game all we want. You know, I can't say that I would.
No, I would fail at Snatch Game.
I would fail. I would fail.
So I give everyone props who does it, because I would fail.
Yeah.
I mean, the winner of this episode was Anita Wiglet. They could have honestly put all 8 of them in the bottom just to spook them.
But
then Anita would have been sitting back there by herself for a very long time.
So, yeah. I mean, you know, I was just really surprised. And
me too. Because there's some big personalities, and they're the ones that failed. Mm-hmm. And failed hard.
Look, it just goes to show you that, like, it's a popular challenge.
Yeah.
But it's also a hard challenge. And it really does separate the queens into, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. My only thing is, like, queens who are planning to go on Drag Race, get your Snatch Game down.
Get it down.
You know it's gonna happen.
Yeah, like, work on that. Do your improv.
Yeah, I'm waiting now for, like, it to be, like, the first episode, just to freak everyone out.
Yeah.
They would die.
Yeah.
They come in, there's no mini challenge. Rue just walks in and says, "We're playing Snatch Game. Get ready."
Or you know what? If they have, like, 12 queens and do, like, a 2 premiere episode again,
mm-hmm.
2 Snatch
Games. Oh my God, that would be amazing. Yeah, that would be amazing.
2 Snatch Games.
Yeah. Because then you could also have queens doing the same character on different episodes.
Yeah.
And maybe one wins and one doesn't.
Yeah.
Or one wins and one goes home.
Oh, that would be fun. That is a way to shake up the format, you know?
Yeah. Give us a little something different, and do it episode 1 and freak them out. We freaked them out this week, this season, with lip syncs.
Yep.
Freak them out and with this.
You know what? The only time that Snatch Game is done on episode 2 is in All Stars.
Yeah. 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 And maybe All Stars will do it episode 1 this time.
Maybe. Who knows?
We'll see. It's coming out.
Yeah, but you know what's coming out beforehand?
España. Yes, that is May 30th. We think there's going to be 3 drag races running at the same time.
Well, there's 8 queens left. So that's what, 6-7 weeks left?
Right. There should be a season of 10 is usually 8 weeks.
Yeah. So we're...
So that's 2 months. It's very possible. So that's April, May... No, when did it start?
Last week.
So it started in May.
May 1st, yeah.
So we have May and June.
I wouldn't be surprised if All starts July.
In July. Okay, I was thinking it was going to start in June, but I... Because we got that coming soon.
Yep.
Snippet.
Well, July. July is soon.
July soon as well, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't imagine they would do 3 at once.
It would make me insane.
And make me
not watch España until later.
Here's the thing. Am I back?
Yeah, you're here.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I think I'm a little burned out.
It's been nonstop.
You know.
And I think season 13 put us over the edge, because it went on for 4 months.
I am very the fact that during a global pandemic, there has been Drag Race to
me
that
too.
That is how I have marked the passage of time.
Yeah.
But I'm a little burned out.
Me too. Imagine recapping it.
I only appear for the Snatch Game.
Do you think they'll do Snatch Game in Spain?
I hope so.
Okay. they did it on season 2 of Thailand.
I mean, they did it on Holland.
Oh, they did it on Holland too, yeah. Do you think any of the Spanish queens are going to speak English?
I don't know. I'll be honest, the only queen whose name I can remember is...
I don't know any of them.
Yeah. I just...
I think they're all stunning.
I don't have the capacity right now.
No. And my thought is watching it simultaneously with another one, because it's going to overlap Australia by about a month.
A month, yeah.
I don't know if I want to read an episode when I'm watching 2 together.
I mean, I read that. No, that's true. I have the subtitles on for Australia.
I put them on as well, but I don't have to read them intensely like I will for Spain.
Yeah. And that's why, I mean, with Holland, I think it was a good 3 weeks past before I was like, after I watched the first episode to like catch up, because I was like, I can't.
I watch Holland twice every week, not because I review it, because I don't do that. I only watch that once and I do it. But I watched it with subtitles first, and then I watched it without, to actually catch what's really happening.
Okay.
In the episode.
Interesting.
Because I can't read and watch at the same time.
Yeah. I was driving today, and for some reason, who is in Holland? The host,
Fred.
Fred.
I love Fred.
Fred. Fred's voice was in my head, just saying on repeat, "Paddy Pam Pam."
Paddy Pam Pam.
Paddy Pam Pam.
Fred could host every season of Drag Race, and I would be happy.
I hope I adore him. I hope that on International Drag Race, International All Stars, I hope that like the judges are RuPaul, Michelle Visage,
of course,
Fred, and Stacey.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Because you already have one of the hosts of Thailand competing in it.
Ugh, I can't even.
Allegedly.
Deal with that. I was like, you couldn't bring one of the Thailand girls. You brought a judge who did not compete on the show.
But I mean, that's a hook.
It is. Thailand is also weird. It's Thailand season 2 is still my favorite season of Drag Race. I will say that proudly.
I watched the first episode and I just.
It's an investment. I'm not going to say lie to that. It is an investment to watch it. But do you know who wins? I don't want to spoil anything.
No, I mean, yes, but I don't remember.
The person who wins is the drag daughter of Pangina.
The host. Okay.
One of the hosts. There are two. I mean, there are two main judges on Thailand. Yeah. I wish Thailand was doing season 3. That is not happening. So there you go.
You know.
Maybe that is why Pangina is going to be on All Stars. Who knows? All right. Going off the two episodes we've seen, who's going to win Australia?
I mean, at this point, I think, like, I guess Karen from Finance.
Karen from Finance. I don't want her to, but, I mean, she's the obvious choice.
It's kind of like the Vivian. The Vivian was like a... Ugh. Yeah.
Davino De Campo was robbed.
I love Davina.
Rumor has it she might be on International All Stars.
Yeah.
I don't think she is actually.
I think it's Baga and Blue.
And Cheryl Hole.
Oh yeah. Yes.
Davina De Campo is actually going on tour in Europe with Chicago as Mary Sunshine.
I would love Davina De Campo could do it on Broadway. I would love that.
I would love to see it, yes.
Oh, hey, Broadway's coming back.
Broadway is coming back, everyone. We're going to talk about that after we shut this down. You don't care. Okay. So anything else, I'm going to shut us down and we're going to gossip afterwards.
As usual, I love recapping Snatch Game with you.
I love having you here with me, of course. And I love that you all watched and listened to this. However you're doing that, whether it's by podcast or YouTube. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'll be back next week with Australia.
Yeah.
Roger, again, thank you for doing this with me every Absolutely. Season. Do you speak Spanish?
Sí puedo hablar español.
All right. So when they do España Snatch Game, Roger will be back and maybe he'll speak some Danish to us.
Maybe. Damage to us? I could do that too.
Okay, perfect. Thank you all. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.